Welcome back. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College of Easton, Pennsylvania. As you know it, it's the Hour of Influence. This is the Kyle speaking. In the studio, we have Hype Henry. Max out in the field. Got to get those out in the fields back here.
It's we're getting a big episode back. The return, season two, right after spring break.
Yeah, it'll be coming back very soon. And also, Bodacious Brendan. And I think the Love Doctor might be making an appearance today.
He could be.
Not here right now. And Carnivorous Connor is out doing a tour right now.
Lack of dedication.
Yeah. Doing a recruitment for some people for the game show next season.
Fantastic. And you know, Max has been playing a lot of video games recently, in addition to working hard. Yes. So let's go straight to the weather. From Max, I think he's in the Fortnite action. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, all right. So I am reporting from Greasy Grove, and right now at Greasy Grove, it's 50 degrees with a high of 51 degrees and a low of 41 degrees. Sunrise today was 6:40 a.m. Sunset 5:46 p.m. Chance of rain is 70% today, so it's pretty rainy over in that opening glider. That noise, always the best. 70% chance of rain. Humidity 79%. Wind north 3 miles per hour. And it feels like 50 degrees out right now. Precipitation, 0.1 inches. That's a lot of inches. Pressure, 30.2 NHG. Oh, no. I think somebody's coming over here. Let me get him. All right, we good. Visibility, 10 miles. And UV index, 1.
All right. As we know, you got to talk into the mic for it to
work.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's how it works.
This one is broken.
Right. No, it's working. It works. It's just, you know, it's like speaking to someone. You got to face it. Let's go straight to the helicopter.
Big tour is coming in as a final decision rolls around in a couple months. And this is the decision whether these kids will choose to ruin their lives and go to Lehigh or make the best decision of their lives and come to Lafayette College ranked number one on the work hard, play hard ranking in the U.S. Also, Carnivorous Connor is out on the quad right now giving a greasy tour to some very nervy high schoolers. Once again, bailing out on the radio show as usual. But he will say that he's dedicated, but... But he tries his best. Getting that resume up with those tours. Also, just got accepted to be an OL. He's doing good for himself. And now, back to the studio for the sports update with Brendan.
Alright, guys. I'm going to give you a little sports update. We know the Olympics is going on right now, so I'm going to do an Olympics update. In the curling world, men's U.S. team won the gold medal against Sweden yesterday, and Japan knocked off Great Britain to win the bronze. The women's national hockey team also took home gold for the United States, which is huge, beating Canada, in the gold medal match. When it comes to the medal count for this year, it is crazy what Norway is doing. They have a Winter Games record of total of 38 medals, 13 of them gold. And this is only a nation of 5 million people. They are absolutely destroying the Winter Games. It's usually winter there all year round, so that probably makes sense. That's what we have for the update. U.S. is not doing too hot this year, but that's right, we're a summer nation anyways.
Okay, but let's get honest for a second, okay? USA... I think they're like the second most funded Olympic program. We have Colorado, which has snow. We have so many states that have snow. Lake Placid, well, as in a mountain, but I guess it counts.
Yeah. Maybe okay. If people weren't playing Fortnite 24/7, we'd be winning more.
Or if they weren't on their phones 24/7, if you know what I'm saying.
Norway doesn't even have cars.
Dude, Norway has 5 million people. Colorado has 5 million people. We're like 200 of them. It's ridiculous. We should just give up.
Wolves.
And we have jokes. We have jokes. Like Lindsey Vonn.
Purdue falling. Yeah. Norway, when it comes to the Olympics, straight business. Yeah. There's no messing around.
Okay, they say silver is the first to lose, but bronze is the second to lose. Do you really want to be the second? Like, you even lost at losing?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you gotta be the.
I mean, they have 13 gold medals. That's
not even the best
crazy.
Of the losers. Gotta
we're the,
pick it
we're
up.
The worst losers. Yeah. We're the first to lose to the losers.
Yeah, that is true.
And not to mention, the Russians, okay? They're coming in. They don't even have a country. They're not representing a country this year, yet they're still beating us in figure skating. What is this? That is a USA pastime.
I think what a huge part about why Norway. Is doing so well in these Olympics. I'm reading here. It says in 2011, the network placed a camera in front of a boat called the MS Norwuj and ran live footage for 134 hours of nothing but nature. Half of the country tuned into that. They have a love for nature that I don't think we have here.
Just like Estonia, which is actually a fantastic country, let me tell you.
Yeah, they have over 1,000 ski clubs in Norway.
Okay, but I mean, honestly, I feel like that's like saying they have sauna clubs in Estonia. Like, a ski club might be someone's hill. Is it a hilly country?
Going to the spa is not an Olympic event.
It could be. You know, the big jump wasn't. You know, skateboarding is actually going to be an Olympic event in 2020. What are we
saying
about that?
Is... Really? I didn't know that, actually.
In a country of 5 million people, they have over 1,000 ski clubs. And their love for nature is way more than what we have here. I'm not saying that we don't have a love for nature here. I'm just saying... Overall, the majority of the population is more invested in.
I think it goes along with the culture. Like it here in the United States, in the summer, like myself and maybe my friends and I will go to the beach. They're not going to the beach in Norway. There's
no
like them having fun. I've never skied in my life. Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone in every Norwegian person has skied. If not. Then
yeah, it's just part of their culture really where
it's nature, like going to a baseball game or something.
Yeah, our culture is more invested within, I'd say, sports that are not. I mean, we're more of a summer Olympic. Basketball, like we are huge basketball. Football, not an Olympic sport. Baseball, is it baseball Olympic sport? I don't think it was. I don't think it is anymore.
They have the Baseball World Series, which is like the National World Series, and they have it with all the different countries.
But then you see within that that the countries where baseball is a huge part of their culture, they end up doing very well. Costa Rica.
Yeah, let's not get away from the main point though, which is skateboarding. Okay, is it a yay or is it a nay? Because after that, I have a skiing story about when I crashed into someone.
I think skateboarding does have the right now with all the. What is it? Sean White, whatever. Like since all the
snowboarders,
all the snowboarding with Chloe Kim, all that, whatever you call those competitions, but like the
it's like freestyle,
freestyle competitions. Mm. That since all that's been in it, then that gives that like paved the way for skateboarding, and I feel like skateboarding is somewhat making a comeback. I remember in like the early 2000s, everyone got into it. Like Tony Hawk just huge bought it, made guy. It huge now. With all these, it's actually...
Now he's old.
Yeah, but Travis Pastrana.
Yeah, and there's new guys coming up.
The Motor Circus or whatever. sorry. It's cold. It's not cold season, but allergy season's coming out.
It is.
But, Travis Pastrana, it's called the Motor Circus or something. They go on tours, and if you think of a circus where all these acts, it's basically just people... Like doing crazy jumps and stuff. There's a guy on a wheelchair usually doing jumps. Crazy stuff. But that has kind of taken over. Like not as many people going to like monster truck things anymore. They're more into the motor circus. And then that also goes with the skateboarding.
X Games has been huge lately.
Yeah, and skateboarding I feel like is some kind of. It's like a hipster kind of thing.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it being an Olympic sport, like, but just seeing it be an Olympic sport would kind of be a little weird for a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't think of skateboarding being as Olympic sport.
Yeah, because it's not as definite on who's winning. Like, if you're looking at slalom skiing, like, there's deductions on if you don't go through the targets or whatever in between the parameters.
What's the ice mopping? What about that one?
Curling,
yeah. I mean, that doesn't really seem like an Olympic sport. That was just a bunch of Canadians that wanted to clean ice in between hockey games.
I think the
It's an interesting sport.
No, it's a great, it's a really good, cool sport.
Yeah, I like it, but it's pretty interesting. The thing about that, also comparing that to skateboarding or the X Games type thing, is that's score based.
Yeah.
That's like the same thing with figure skating. It's hard to, as a someone watching, like the random scores, like someone gets 160, whatever. I don't even know if that's a possible score.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But I have no idea what that means. And you look at them and you're like, holy crap, 160? And they're like cheering. Like they just.
But I mean, that's also won, for the skiing the freestyle. I mean, all those
Yeah, I'm saying that's the same.
Yeah, which you do see in the Olympics now, and there hasn't really been a problem because it's the exact same scoring system, I would think, as what they are used to. So, I mean, they've been used to doing competitions with the same scoring system.
Speaking of systems, you know what I am so sick of? Europeans telling me the metric system is the best system. It is not. Okay, try to envision 0 degrees, okay? 0 degrees in the metric system is like 32 degrees here. Like, it's hard to get a feel.
If it's we have been raised in the not the metric system.
Okay, America first. They have the best system. That's all I'm saying.
As a statics major?
Yes, as engineers, it is horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all.
As a gov law major, someone making the policy, okay, I am never changing this ever. It is the best system. What is 0 degrees? No, what does 15 degrees feel like? I don't know.
Yeah, but if we were grown up in a system that wasn't like this, you would have no idea what 32 degrees
is. You mean indoctrinated into a socialist society, okay? They have all this, these high taxes, this weird temperature system. It's too much. It is too much.
A lot more sense what we're in.
Okay, what about inches? You're telling me inches is an inferior system of measurement?
It's not that inches are bad. It's the conversion from inches to feet.
And meters.
Yeah. Feet to yards. Like,
I mean, so for engineers, a huge part of the system is pounds per square inch. Pounds per square inch.
There we go.
And I think that system, when you look at, so we have our professor, and he works in the summer, and he works a lot with German engineers and European engineers, and he says that it is a pain in the ass to go from this system to the other system. You want me to like put this
That's
mic
better.
Down
yeah.
my throat? Is
yeah.
that better?
No, it's when you angle it down, you can't hear it as much.
It's also because we're only getting one channel. We're only getting one channel of feedback.
Yeah,
so it's hard to.
The mics are not levels. Feeling it today.
I feel like I'm like this is down my throat.
No, that's
right now.
Good. That's very good.
Very good.
That's very good.
It's very crisp, exotic.
You know, it's funny that WJRH got us a studio audience to like say whatever, but like okay, ready, guys? Can you hear us? You clapping? Oh my gosh. Okay, great. It seems like they took away the studio audience from us. Wait, I'm going to have to talk to corporate about this. Okay, here we go. Come on, guys. Cheer it up. What are they doing? Ah, there we go. Okay. Oh, a second round? Okay.
Calm down, man.
Oh, gosh. So, I mean, I don't know. What would you rather have? A live studio audience or working equipment?
Working equipment.
Yeah, working equipment.
Okay, so it's settled. I wonder what the Love Doctor thinks of this. But speaking of Love Doctor, and speaking of our trivia show, it just got announced that Rachel Giffen and Morgan Pritchard are going to be the contestants today.
Really?
Today?
Yeah, today.
Really? Is that confirmed?
For the trivia, it just confirmed. They're walking
just
over now.
Wow. Okay.
They're live to the studio.
Ready so, for the show? The...
Yeah, oh yeah, we got the shock. Well, Matt, I think Matt's going to get it during the break.
Yeah.
But we are actually about to go to break right after I tell my ski sounds story. So, I'm at Breckenridge, a nice ski club. I have a horrible sense of strep throat. And I'm going down the mountain. I'm at ski school. I'm going. I'm with the rest of the camp. And all of a sudden, bam! I trip over and I barrel into this one kid. And keep in mind, I was like a 6 foot tall fourth grader. So I was just bringing this kid down the mountain. Next thing you know, we crash into another kid. He is going down. Next thing you know, we crash into a 300 pound gentleman. And he doesn't fall forward, he falls back. So we're getting crushed by this guy as we're carving down the 6 slopes, okay? It was embarrassing. That is why I don't ski anymore. Also, The air up there, way too dry. The tater tots, they were not even good at lunch.
Not even crisp.
Not even crisp tater tots.
All right, let's go into my snow story. Sixth grade, winter. First snow day. My friends and I, it's me, Seth, Remy, and Ryan.
Wait, let me set this. Let's even get some from outside.
Ooh. Nice and brisk. All right. So it snowed one day, and that's like shovel day, making all the money. Then the next day, that's when the fun comes around. All right, so first we're outside for a couple hours and having fun, sledding down the hill. Just having fun. Bunch of the boys go inside, have hot chocolate. Come back out. We're not feeling it anymore. So what do? We build a ramp. What do we do after that? Build another ramp. Third time? Build a third ramp. The thing is, the first two ramps were in the middle of the hill. So if you go off the ramp, you're going to keep going once you land. But the last ramp, we build at the bottom of the hill. So when you land, you just go splat right at the bottom. All right. So my friend goes down first on a snowboard. And this is Seth, little pipsqueak guy. And somehow he stays up on the second one, and then bails on the third one. I'm like, all right, you stink. I'm taking it this time. I get on the sled, sitting crisscross applesauce style, and make it past the first two jumps. My ass is already broken. And then
so what happened?
And then go off the third jump, crush my ankle, and break my ankle. All my friends are thinking I'm crying wolf, but I'm actually ankle's crushed. So then I take off my boot like an idiot at the bottom of the hill and see my ankle is swollen, and I decide to climb up the hill without a shoe on. So now I'm gonna get frostbite. Make it inside. My ankle is 3 softballs wide. And then, so it's obviously sprained or broken. And my mom's like, I'm going to get our neighbor over to check this out. And he's like, yeah, it's obviously sprained or broken. I'm like, yeah, I already knew that. So I go to the doctor, emergency room. And they say, you go to the first guy. And to like, he tells you where to go. He's like, yeah, it's obviously sprained or broken. I'm like, yeah, tell me something I don't know. So then the next day, I go to the orthopedic doctor, whatever, and says it's broken. I'm on crutches and a, whatever you call it, in a boot for 2 months. Jeez. 6th grade, good times. That ended my basketball career. But then, yeah, that's the fun of a 11-year-old. Risk, danger free, but then doesn't go good. All right, so once again, you're listening to WGRH 1049 FM Lafayette College Radio of Easton, Pennsylvania. We are going to head into a break. Later on, you might have the love doctor in the studio. Not sure yet. He's been under the weather.
He's getting his hair and makeup done as we speak.
Okay. Oh, so he is in the studio.
He is in the studio.
I didn't get that update.
Okay.
And also the what's the number one game show in Lehigh Valley, call it again?
The Electric Chair.
The Electric Chair.
We're going to go, might go a little long because we started late and we're making up for last week's slack, but it should be a great, we're going to go probably to a double song commercial break, but first, as always, you're listening to.
I already said it, but I'll say it again.
Do it.
104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, the Hour of Influence. We'll be back. This is Vibration by Alex Wiley.
Trying to stay too long, I just do my own thing, okay, and hope it all work out. Trying to set the place and hope it all burn down. And nigga, they're spinning like I do. Nigga, run around, I'm right by you. Act stupid enough, they might sign you. I've been getting shows, men watched it up by you. And you can give your take on what I do. If it is super when I smile, never thought I'd envy a child. The way they so free, so wine, and so wild. But I'm just hoping you're feeling the same. I'm just hoping you're feeling the boy. I just know that I'm spitting the same. I just know that I'm feeling the void. Weak nigga.
And destroy, yeah, forget the shut up when I came. Then we left, it's the end of the story. When it's all said and done, you sing like a rock. Great mom's gon' rise to the top. Little nigga, the noise. Tryna only put down good vibrations. I don't even see the loss. Turn the vision to the paper. I don't really need you. Else. But if I lack her energy, then the bride account. Authenticity I need, so please don't change on my account. Only put down good vibrations. I don't even see the loss. Turn the vision to the paper. I don't really need you. Else. But if I lack her
Now when the sun come up, I'll be there to say what up in the morning. Brush my teeth, find that clip I've been looking for since last night. I feel so caught up. I float somehow in my bedroom. Turn around, see myself in the mirror. I guess I'm cool. And those happy thoughts in my head. I'm feeling like I'm Peter Pan. Minus the tights and the furries. Happy to see how far I've come to the same place. It began my dreams, imagination. Perfectly at peace. So I move along a bit higher. I'll be up a bit away, up a bit away. Cause they don't trust me anyway. So whatever. I'll be up a bit away, up a bit away. Cause in the end they'll judge me anyway. So whatever. I learn, I see the dreams I made. So I'm cooler now. I can take care of my mom. I'm a lonely Suri. So sing along, little mama. You ain't gotta worry about no drama, no. I provide for friends and fam and fans. I come to city grinding, man. Stay afloat, the key is hope. I never let them break me down. Who gives you never don't like your steeds? Tell them myself you and you tease. We don't care what people say. Dudes, you critique your clothes the most gay. I ain't gotta wait for no one. If I wanna fly, I can fly for freedom. Hey, I'll be up a bit away, up a bit away. Cause they don't trust me anyway. So whatever. I'll be up a bit away, up a bit away. Cause in the end they'll judge me anyway. So whatever. Wake up, 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 wake up
The end is never the end. A new challenge awaits. A test no man could be prepared for. A new hell he must conquer and destroy. A new level of growth he must confront himself. The machine and the ghost within. This is the journey of the man on the moon.
Welcome back to that greasy long break. You're listening to WJH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. The RV Influence is back. This is the Kyle. Gotta catch my breath there. So, first, are we talking about Chinese New Year? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, but Max isn't back. He's getting the stuff. So, let's skip segments, and then let's go to things you can't replace with generic. Okay, so for me, I hate generic laundry. I can't do generic laundry pods. I need Tide. I need the sweet, tasty Tide pods.
Which,
PSA, you should not eat.
Do not eat Tide pods. Yeah, so I think another one is cereal. When you see, like, my favorite cereal, sugar cereal, CT Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, everyone knows it. Every once in a while, when I go to the grocery store, I see this. It's just not the same.
With, like, the Walmart brand?
It doesn't do it for me. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's okay.
I love you.
I'm walking down the aisle, and I look to my right. And I see Captain Crunch. I look to my left. I see Commander Crunchy. Which one do I choose?
No, but seriously. I need Charmin. Double ply. Ultra soft. I can't have any single ply. It doesn't do it.
None of this Koch Brothers single ply toilet paper. None of this. I don't want a lumberjack cutting down my toilet paper. I don't want a lumberjack making my toilet paper. Cut down the wood.
I need Poland spring water.
Nah, I'm more of a volcano water kind of guy.
Fiji?
What?
Fiji?
No, that's something else.
That is volcanic.
No, volcano.
Whoa.
There was an earthquake in the studio.
Also known as Max.
But yeah, all right, let's move on. Cut the music.
No, let's hear what Max wants to say.
About what?
Fortnite.
No. About what do you think is, like, something that can't be generic? Like I said, you need the real Tide Pods. You can't get the fake Tide Pods.
Let me think.
Are there fake Jewel Pods?
There are. And to those, people who like the jewels out there, Mike
having some issues, but
what Brendan said, the generic
jewel pods, the people who like to hit the jewels out there, they have generic pods. They also have generic Nintendo Switch controllers.
Okay, new topic. Back to the PSAs.
Sorry, Max, come next up.
Do not use paper towels instead of tissues. Your nose is going to be burnt red. You're going to rub away all the
skin. I don't know who would do that.
Don't eat pizza when it's too hot.
Yeah, you'll burn your tongue. Exactly. Do not. Well, is that big on too hot?
John Cena!
What?
So speaking of that, let's talk about the Chinese New Year Brawl of the Century. Max, okay, I'm going to frame it for you. You fill in the details. So, we're sitting at Upper. We're enjoying some Chinese fortune cookies. I took two when I was supposed to take one, and they contradicted each other. So, fake news. And I'm talking to Max. Kyle's talking to Brendan. Connor's on his phone, as usual. And we see we see a little brawl break out. Now, Max, fill in the details.
It was almost a brawl. It was almost a brawl. It could have easily been really bad, but it was easily broken up pretty fast. But what happened was we were eating our noodles and rice, and this this kid was like, he was walking around getting, I think, giving out tickets or donations or something. I don't know what it was, but then this other kid, he was actually, it was funny, this kid was actually my FYS. He was talking to he was talking to the kid who was giving out the doing the donation stuff, and he just screamed, he's like, put your hands up, and just like tried fighting him. It was crazy. I was laughing so hard.
I see Max come around the corner cracking up. He tells this whole story. I'm like, what? How did I miss
so
that?
Funny. It's so funny.
My experience.
And then he throws his hands up, and then we are like, sorry. But we're like, what? Hands up? What? Because you know the Parkland thing had just happened 2 days before. We were ready to brawl, and but nothing happened, thankfully. It was just it was quite weird. Wow. Okay, applause, ladies and gentlemen. Irresponsible Connor Thatcher.
Carnivorous Connor in the studio.
You know what they say? You know what they say? They say don't spread yourself too thin. Okay? You are thinner right now than a tiny bit of butter on a Wawa bagel.
But seriously, how was the tour? How's it?
It's fantastic. You know what, boys? I think we got a bunch of listeners, actually. I was promoting the show left and right, you know? Even because I couldn't be here, you know, I made sure to drop the name several times. Yeah. Had a good time, though. A lot of questions being thrown at me. A lot of engineering questions. Wasn't really sure about those.
Engineers love to see it.
We were just talking about the Chinese New Year ninja battle.
Oh, shh.
how do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's...
Were you scared? Did you see the fear in my eyes when he said hands up?
For sure.
Definitely. Now, what were the best questions and worst questions you were asking the tour?
Best questions. Do you guys play squash here?
No, really?
I said, oh, what? Yeah? Yeah, no, yeah. Serious question. He's like,
Do we
play squash? I said, bro, what is this?
Do birds fly?
Yeah, do birds fly? Jeez. Then they said, do you know Brendan Cronin? I said, oh, jeez. One of these people. Oh, my God. But other bad questions, you know, they said, why isn't Max in the field? That's what they said. They said to me, Connor, why is Max not in the field? I mean, I don't really got an answer for that.
I think maybe you should keep the mic close to your face when you're talking. But
yeah, but I think the good promotion, we got to boost our 223,000 listeners a week to 3 million.
Almost as much as our weekly salary from WJRH.
Almost. Yeah. As long as we get another...
Invested stock
from Mark Cuban, then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
So he's ditching his Indiana University and coming to Lafayette College.
So Connor, are you feeling like talking about clean Pete in a few minutes?
Cheese pizza?
No, clean.
Clean Pete.
Clean Pete.
Clean Pete. Yeah, man, I'm down. Let's talk about it.
Okay, well, let's talk about the most intense thing right now. Something you're an expert in.
Oh no.
Fortnite versus PUBG. Or the most rookie mistake you've ever seen.
Wait, for the Fortnite versus PUBG, for the non-gamers of our listeners, and we know there's a lot because there's so many listeners. Let's, Connor or Henry, since you guys are the biggest gamers in here, you got to give a description on what those types of games are like.
All right, picture this, Hunger Games style. You're dropped in. You're flying down out of an airplane onto the terrain below. You're fighting with 100 other people against them 1v1 in the arena. It's intense, all right? You gotta loot. You run into buildings. You run into towns. You run into cities. You get loot all you can. Hurry up. Oh, are those footsteps? Are those footsteps? And then you get them.
All right, so these games are called Battle Royale. And the difference, main difference between PUBG and Fortnite.
And what does PUBG stand for?
I've no
Players
idea.
Players Unknown Battlegrounds.
I thought it was just All Players right, so Battlegrounds. They put a U in there.
PUBG is like the true gamer's game. It's only on PC, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, only on PC. So you got to use your mouse and your keyboard. And then it's very basic. So it's your Call of Duty. There's no, it's not very arcadey. It's down to the grits.
Kind of like a Battlefield.
Yeah. it's what you would imagine. It's more realistic. But then realistic. Fortnite is the same kind of deal, but more cartoony. Yeah, it's like a Looney Tunes version. And
but the main difference between Fortnite and PUBG is length of game.
Really?
I'm not going to sit down for 3 hours and play PUBG rather than a like, nice quick game.
Oh, wait. It looks Calm down.
Oh.
My gosh.
Why are we taking listeners' callers right now?
Yeah,
Why are we taking callers right now?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, it's Bobby Muscles.
Wait. Okay, wait. Let's get the audio up. Okay, we got Bobby Muscles on the phone. How can we help you, Bobby?
So I'm hearing this conversation between PUBG and Fortnite, and I just want to put in
your two cents.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh yeah, no.
It's coming in now.
I can hear you. How you doing? Mm. You're talking about Fortnite.
Yeah, I'm talking about PUBG here. So PUBG's the way to go. It's much more realistic. It's better. It's better.
But what makes it better? That's what we're trying to say.
Okay. So the people on PC are better. Everyone usually have more people have mic. The squads are better.
Really? More people have microphones on PC than Xbox? The Xbox literally comes with a PC, Bobby. Don't give me that, Bob. Don't give me that.
Xbox comes with a PC?
Xbox comes with a mic.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Bruh.
Not with a PC. So are you saying these PUBG kids, are they a special breed?
Well, it depends. It depends what servers you get into. Sometimes you're playing with a lot of foreign people who don't speak English. And it's hard. It's hard to communicate with them.
Yeah, so what I think is the normal PUBG player is the person who like doesn't ever leave their dorm room. They don't do anything.
Connor Thatcher,
well,
you know.
They leave to go eat by themselves.
You wanna let our guests talk?
That's the only reason why they leave.
Yeah, here's the thing. Everybody's playing Fortnite stuck up in their rooms right now, and I'm a PUBG player and I'm out in the quad right now chilling, calling into the show.
Well, you're a rare individual in that,
but he's not a rare viewer because we are the number one rated radio show in Easton, Pennsylvania.
The thing about Fortnite and PUBG, I feel like you can get a squad up in Fortnite and just hang with the bros, play some Fortnite, destroy some relationships, because that seems what's happening with Fortnite right now. PUBG, I feel like you just sit in your room, lights off, no communication at all with anybody else, and you just play for 13 hours.
Let's let Bobby speak again.
Fortnite is more of like a chill thing, where you want to hang out with your boys. When you play PUBG, you want to win.
So, so you're saying Fortnite's for the boys, okay? PUBG is for the men.
Yes.
I understand that.
I can see that.
Business.
Number one, PUBG goes on.
But if that's true, then Connor definitely plays PUBG like a boy, okay? He was playing a 35-minute match, nothing. He didn't shoot one bullet the whole time.
Clicking around.
It's harder.
Dude, you know what? You know what kills Connor the most in PUBG? The little circle thing as it's coming in?
Here's the trick about that.
You have to stay
out of
the
situation.
Ask Brendan. I'm always in a top
10
situation.
All right. Last night in Fortnite, you're actually in a top 10 situation.
It was a top 3 situation, but he choked hard.
Yes, you did.
Okay. We're gonna move on from this. We have a lot of stuff today. Bobby, didn't you know Morgan and Rachel Giffen are our trivia people today?
Oh yeah.
Are you excited for that?
Oh yeah.
Now let's hear. Okay, so we're gonna hang up, but we have one thing. So you can either tell us something you can't replace with a generic, like the Tide Pods, or the most rookie mistake you've ever seen, and keep it appropriate.
Okay, rookie mistake I've ever seen. You know what? I'll tell up a story for myself, for my life over here.
Okay.
So the first week, I was doing my laundry.
First week of what?
Yes, the first semester of college.
Okay.
So first weekend I was doing my laundry, and I don't know, I wasn't paying attention, and I throw all of my stuff into the washer thinking it was the dryer, and I throw a Tide Pod in there. I'm about to press start until Liza Bean comes up and stops me. That was the most rookie thing I've seen.
Wow, that is
tough.
Pretty bad.
Bruh.
That is pretty bad.
Bruh.
You guys have any fellow, well, once again, thank you, Bobby. Thank you for calling in. We wish more of our viewers had the courage.
All right, I think we should,
We'll see you later. Yeah, we're gonna get going to the trivia, but our last thing before commercial break. things you can't replace. Oh, wait. 12 rookie mistakes. So let's talk about rookie mistakes we've seen. I thought Bobby's was excellent, right? But let's talk about some rookie mistakes we have seen around campus or with ourselves.
Hmm.
I don't know. Rookie mistake at Marquee.
Not going to a Post Malone concert?
Rookie mistake at Marquee. We got longer mistakes. Meatless Monday is a rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Going and sitting down without...
I just turned it down. It's fine.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Without getting napkins is a rookie mistake. There are no napkins at the table. You have to get up again and go get napkins.
Well, I think going to Marquee is a rookie mistake.
No, I mean, you can get some good stuff.
Marquee's good when they have good crepes. Another rookie mistake, they don't ever make good crepes. I'm not trying to have strawberry crepes with whipped cream.
Rookie mistake is yelling into the microphone.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. But also, my argument against the crepes is, all right, audience here. We'll set up this poll to our biggest viewers. Is it ready, Henry?
The poll, yep, it's live.
It's up? Okay, so usually people want... It's on right now, so you guys can vote. Coming in right now. Oh, people already voted. I didn't describe it yet. All right, so most people would appreciate a more of a sweet crepe with maybe like a whipped cream kind of thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe some blueberries.
Like a dessert kind of thing.
But yeah, more desserty. But Max likes greasy... taco crepes? Taco
like
meat?
Beef, sometimes like with buffalo
literally
chicken,
the side is grease.
Buffalo chicken crepe. Before I've come to Lafayette, and I'm not a crepe connoisseur, but I have my fair share of crepes, maybe once every 2 months, like to these hipster places, so I know what I'm doing. But, alright, so votes coming in now that you've heard me, but honestly, who, like, sweet crepes more? Yeah. Like, two people have voted for the savory crepes. 3,000 votes for the... All right. So now that that argument is over, let's move on.
You are listening to...
WJRH 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio of Easton, Pennsylvania. When we come back, the electric chair will be on.
Please enjoy this classic hound mouth.
Smack on top. Welcome back.
This is your favorite game show in the Lehigh Valley area. This is the electric chair. How it works. Well, this is very staticky, but how it works. I'm your host, Brennan Cronin. And we have two contestants on today. And More Gaines and Rachel. Welcome. How are you guys feeling?
Nervous. Sweaty.
I can sense the shakes over there right now.
Okay, so we're going to pause it for a second because there's a ton of static going on. So let me just work this out. Computer on. Okay, let's try now. I think your guy's headphones too close to the mic.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Yeah. Okay, monitors are off. Headphones are up. Let's try again.
All right, how this works. We have four rounds. I'm going to ask you a question. You guys, if you're going to answer it right, you're going to get money towards a charity. If you get it wrong, you guys going to get a zap. Who has the zap on today?
Let's get started.
We're switching off
from round to round. So first and second round usually consist of easy questions, start you off easy.
Okay.
Then the third and fourth round tend to get harder. We have a record of the worst performance by Max Perino first week. Better performance second week by Taylor. This third week should be one of our best, so we will start it off. First round. Which U.S. president appears on the front of the $2 bill?
I didn't hear that.
Which U.S. president appears on the front of the $2 bill?
I did not hear that again.
Which U.S. president appears on the front of the $2 bill?
The $2 bill.
You know it.
James Madison.
You gotta talk into the mic.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
What is it?
James Madison.
Incorrect.
I freaking knew it.
Oh my god.
Rookie mistake. Answer is Thomas Jefferson. For all those who have the who have the $2 bill.
That's good.
All right. So off to a rough start.
A great start.
Second question: which Nickelodeon adventure grew quickly from 7 to 10 years old, moved to the city in a spinoff in 2014?
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Incorrect.
That's not Nickelodeon.
It's Dora the Explorer. Spinoff series is called Dora and Friends Into the City.
I didn't know that. God, Henry, what level was that on?
30%.
It doesn't hurt.
Okay, I'll bring it down to 20.
Question number 3. What does the acronym OWN for the cable television channel stand for?
You got this.
Would you like to use your lifeline?
Hey, shh.
We have a lifeline? What's our lifeline?
Lifeline is you can call a friend. You want to call a friend?
I'm calling Carnivorous Connor. Is that
Carnivorous Connor?
Yeah.
What is the answer?
OWN?
OWN.
That would be the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Correct! $2 to a charity of choice. By the way, what is your charity of choice today?
What's our charity?
Rachel's bank account?
That's an excellent choice.
That's
nice.
Very
selfless.
Very
grace-filled. Yes. Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Question number 4. Which U.S. state has the longest coastline? Think about it.
I just did.
Longest coastline. Think about it.
We're thinking. This is abysmal.
Come on. You guys got to get this one.
Okay. Yeah, you have 5 seconds left.
Is it Florida?
No. Incorrect. You know how big Alaska is?
No!
Oh my lord.
That was so obvious. Okay, can we switch?
Last question for round number 1.
No, last question for round number one.
There's more rounds. Oh no.
Last question. This is embarrassing. How many people are listening? Number 4.
2000.
Which chart-topping songstress lent her voice to Smurfette in the 2011 The Smurfs movie?
How would you know that?
I know that.
No, you do
I'm
not.
I'm using another lifeline.
Only one lifeline per round.
She got a lifeline and I got a lifeline.
You can use a max
a
boat.
Top charting at artist in the 2011.
Miley Cyrus?
No.
Incorrect.
No way.
That was the lifeline. Katy Perry
is the correct
one. Oh, I could have gotten that.
Well,
you didn't.
All right. Round number 1 is over and it's a rough start. Although you're better than Max, so we're out to $2.
I got more questions right than that.
No, you got one right the whole time.
No, I got two.
I thought we were going you're not for mic'd up. Guys.
All right. We were going for not round number one is over. Are we going to switch the shock?
Strap him in, Kyle.
Strap in the new contestant. Oh,
let's hear some sound effects,
Huh? You want to get some sound effects? I'll give you some sound effects. Okay, but first, let's give a nice round of applause for the first round. Great job. Time for some round two. Electric style.
Question number one. According to Greek mythology, who is the god of wine?
Dionysus.
Correct. It's a
repeated
question. Question number two. In which country in Europe still has carrier pigeons within its ranks of the military? Carrier pigeons.
Okay. Let's think here. Let's use our brains. I have no idea.
You got like 20 countries to choose from.
Yeah,
however much you're in
20. Okay, that's a good
number. So you got a 5% chance.
Go for it. It's gonna be wrong.
I know, but we're not gonna get it right.
Italy.
Incorrect.
Classic.
It's the well-known French army.
No, you are kidding.
Use communication during major disasters.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's why they lose every war.
All right. Question number three. Siddhartha Gautama is believed to be the founder of what religion? Siddhartha Gautama.
Does anyone else in the room know this question?
Yes. I think I do, actually.
You're all the worst.
Think of the name and where this name would be from.
Okay. It sounds like an Indian name.
I was going to guess that as well.
So?
What is it?
What are the religions located in the Asian?
No.
One of those famous peacemakers.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Buddhism.
Correct!
Woo!
Love the analytical thinking to that question.
I thought it was Hinduism.
Alright, you would get that wrong.
Well, we're beating Max.
Question
barely.
Number four. What three countries were part of the Axis powers in World War II?
Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Not my final answer.
You can talk about it.
You have 10 seconds.
You can talk about it.
Russia.
Germany. Wait, the Axis or the Allies?
Axis powers.
Oh, okay.
Guys, lean closer to the mic.
Which one's for the bad guys?
Thank you.
Rachel, help. Russia. Germany. Rachel, take it away.
Wow. Wait, so you got a 1560 on your SATs?
Can I actually
say what I got?
It was
a 1600, yeah.
I got a 900 on my SATs.
I got a 1620 out of 1600.
Oh, nice.
All right, we get it.
1370.
You don't do your Axis powers, though. It is Germany, Italy, and Japan.
Duh.
Oh, my God.
How
okay,
did
I got two. Japan? I got two out of three.
All right.
That's so embarrassing.
Last question of round two. Who were the first two astronauts to land on the moon in 1969?
What?
No.
Yeah.
That's one.
What was the other one? The unknown man. But very big within the NASA.
Yeah.
Very good! That's very good! You both are correct. Third guy is me.
The studio audience is loving this.
Great round two. Another $6 to add within your charity of
Rachel's bank account.
Thank you. A generous donation.
You guys are killing the history question, so we'll switch to sports now.
No. I'm vetoing this.
Killing in quotation.
Oh, are we switching?
All right.
Wait, was that round two?
Round number three. All right. Question number one in round number three. This is right up Max's alley. American mobster Al Capone was sentenced to 11 years in federal prison for what crime?
Ooh.
Syphilis.
Wasn't it like tax fraud or something, right? Tax fraud.
Correct.
Tax evasion. We'll give it to you though.
Thank God.
The period of European history that lasted from the 14th to the 17th century is known as what?
The Renaissance?
Correct.
Hey, nice. I really hit the stride.
Question number three. See, yes, this is not going to be a question. I'll just say it.
Is Luigi left-handed or right-handed?
I feel
Luigi
like
Luigi as in Mario and Luigi.
I feel like he's a left-hander.
Yeah, but maybe they're trying to trick us.
He's alternative. He's Mario's right-hand man.
So what is your right-hand?
I don't know.
You could use your lifeline for
I
this.
I think that he's...
No, we're not using our lifeline.
No, they're going
up. It's a 50-50 chance.
50-50 chance. Unless you're... He uses both.
Wait, so you're going to assume that he only has two hands? Bigot.
Oh, my God.
Bigot.
You know, well, he definitely doesn't have one.
Okay, Rachel.
I think he's left-handed.
Correct.
Nice. Yep.
Nice.
Third round is a great round. Question number four. What Byzantine capital was renamed Istanbul after being captured by the...
Constantinople.
Correct.
Yes.
We're getting more questions.
Last
right
question in round number three.
It's electric.
What is the acronym for the Intergovernmental Military Alliance based in the North Atlantic Treaty signed in 1949? Let me say that again.
Oh, wow.
What is the acronym for the Intergovernmental Military Alliance based on the North Atlantic Treaty signed in 1949?
We have a lifeline.
You also have a gov law major.
You have one lifeline left. Do you guys want to use it before your round four?
Oh, do we want to use it before round four?
Think about it.
So you're saying that during round four we will not have a lifeline?
Well, yes, if you use your lifeline right now.
T.
Think about it. What is the acronym? Intergovernmental.
Yeah, Rachel, let's use it.
Okay.
So this is your phone.
So I believe you're calling in to DJ Hype Henry. Let's see if he answers. Oh, no. This is tense. He's getting onto the third ring. You guys are screwed if it was answered by the fourth. Last one. Hello? Hello, who is this?
This is Brendan Crone, host of the best game show in Lehigh Valley. We
have I'm listening right now. It's my favorite show.
Yes, we're calling in. You have a call-in for two contestants. Question is, what is the acronym for the Intergovernmental Military Alliance based on the North Atlantic Treaty signed in 1949?
So, I mean, let's think about this. North Atlantic Treaty, Nat. Nat is a nice guy. Not like Cheerios.
Is it NATO?
Oh, yes. It's NATO.
It's NATO. Correct.
He spelled it out for you, ladies.
Great round three to get one question wrong in round three. That was a great round three.
Now, should we take a break and then come back, or should we go for the fourth round, the juicy question?
I think we should just go for fourth round.
Full send.
Full send at round four. No lifelines going in all the way.
Zap up to 100%.
100%.
No. No.
Question
Maybe
number
50.
One. This.
Well, I gotta strap in.
It's not coming up.
Max is blocking my view.
Sorry.
Max is the view.
Question the view. Number one. Who's strapped in?
Rachel.
Oh my god.
That's way
god.
Too loose.
It's good though. It's 100%.
You guys better know your history question.
Oh, okay.
This Scottish inventor is famous for having invented the telephone.
Yes.
Correct.
Wonderful.
What is the tallest mountain in Africa?
Kilimanjaro?
Correct.
Wow.
What U.S. state is famous for their juicy peaches?
Georgia.
Correct.
Wonderful.
What kind of tree do acorns grow on?
Maple or oak?
Probably
Which
oak?
One?
I thought it was an acorn tree.
I don't think that's a thing.
I would say oak, but I'm not sure.
Correct.
Oh, great.
Is that
question
four
number five.
What, that
is it? Is this the $20 big boy?
$20 question.
Oh, wait. Let's see what the studio audience has to say. Let's hear it up for this beautiful performance. Great job. Okay, that standing ovation. You guys got this. Ask it.
Really building up the tension.
Wow.
I'm really nervous.
Full send.
What is professional wrestler John Cena's catchphrase?
Oh my gosh.
It's John Cena.
Yep.
No, we need the whole thing.
I need the final answer.
That screams somewhere.
Wait.
It's John Cena.
If we get this wrong, I think it should be 50% sure, because that was a good guess.
Yeah, it's not the whole thing.
No.
What is the answer?
I know the answer.
No, that we...
Connor, you tell him.
I wish I could say it.
Final answer. It's John Cena.
Incorrect!
You can't see me.
Oh, no.
You can't see me.
How was the shock? Not that bad. Okay, great.
All right, overall, great show today. Two contestants, Morgan and Rachel, killed it. Ugh. Brought in a record $3,000 for charity.
Thank you.
Okay, now, 18, but... $18 to Rachel's bank account.
Wait, actually?
In honor. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Actually...
The Children's Brain Tumor Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm okay with that as well.
We have our own charities here.
Okay, well, of course, thank you once again. Now, we want to hear about some of your guys' opinions on the show. What's your favorite segments? You like the Love Doctor? You like the game show? What do you guys like? You like us talking back and forth? You like the weather? You like?
I like the banter, you know.
The banter.
You want out in the field to come back?
Bring it back, Max.
That's bringing true. It back after spring break. Big.
I've been slacking lately.
Only 2.5 months late.
Before spring break.
Okay, looks like we got a juicy call. This might be Meg. Okay, let me get the phone. Wait, boys. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Deirdre.
Oh my god, it's Deirdre.
Deirdre calling in from MA. So, how you doing? See them with some dunks right now?
Sorry, what?
You eating some dunks? Sipping on some dunks coffee?
Am I sipping on dunks? Actually, I just finished my coffee, so, you know, I'm not sipping on dunks.
Great job. Let's hear it up for Deirdre. Woo! Okay, so Deirdre, what's your reason to call in?
Hello?
What
do you want to say? What's your reason to call in?
I wanted to share my favorite segment of the show.
Oh, well, please do. Well, I have a feeling I know what it is.
I like the weather.
Oh, the weather. Nice. Now, Deirdre, we have two special trivia guests in the studio. Do you think we should give them any Love Doctor questions or leave that to the Love Doctor?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you think we should give our trivia guests in the studio some Love Doctor questions? General ones.
Definitely.
Okay, so you think we should? Because I don't think the Love Doctor's here this week.
We'll step in.
We will.
That's the cute one, right?
Yeah, it's the one you sang the song about. It is the cute one, as they say. So, do you have any questions? Maybe generic ones, maybe personal ones, for our two trivia contestants?
Ooh, do we have any generic or personal Love Doctor questions?
Yeah. Oh. Advice? Anything?
Spit or swallow?
Ooh. Oh my gosh, did you really just say that?
We're talking about dip here?
That's inappropriate.
Right?
Okay, so let's talk about something appropriate. That's not funny.
How do you let a guy know you're only using him for his car?
Okay.
For his car.
We have three calls covered. Who's Michael Murphy?
Oh.
Okay, Michael. Okay, so how do you let a guy know? Wait, why would you want him to know you're only with him for his car in case he's leasing it?
I don't think you let him know because then he stops letting you use it. I've never experienced that.
Yes.
That's my aspiration.
That's your aspiration?
How do you friend zone someone in a nice way that still allows you to finesse a car ride?
Okay, I think Rachel might know something about this. Do you have any advice?
Oh boy. Really putting me on the spot right here.
How do you friend zone someone nicely? And then we'll give our perspective.
This is a tough one. I feel like it's really hard to pull this off effectively.
Just like it's hard to speak in front of the mic.
Okay, you know, we all have our challenges.
Alright, how do you friend zone?
How do you friend zone? I would just say you don't encourage any romantic behavior.
I couldn't tell you because
I'm not very good at this.
I'm horrendous at it.
So let's hear your bad approach then.
The bad approach is to flirt with the boy just so you can use his car.
Oh yeah, this is just someone at Lafayette. I know she's hard. We have like 10 callers. We can only get through one at a time.
So popular.
Okay, so let's say someone comes up to you, they're like, "Yo, what's up, miss? How you dealing with that? You're friend zoning them. You want to be friends? You don't want anything more? Mm-hmm. You're just like, no."
Hit him with a bro.
Oh, bro.
That's a good one.
Or say your best friend. You could say best friend.
Nice to see you, friend. I feel bad doing that, but it's not.
It's
sometimes
easy.
It has to be done.
I used to call him best friend, and then it got funky.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So, Max, the lady killer of Lafayette College, let's hear about your approach to friend zoning all these girls.
Well, here's how it happens. Mm. So, usually when a girl wants to friend zone a guy.
No. When these girls are coming after you and you're friend zoning them, you're telling them ladies.
So when I'm not interested in two girls, so I friend zone them. So.
No. When she's interested in you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then she's interested in me, but I'm not interested in them.
Well, you are as a friend.
Yes. But not in the way of more than friends. But here's what I do. I usually act more in a friendly way, yeah. I guess. You always be like, let me see how I should put this. So,
Brendan.
So, what you do is, so for example, if they ask you to chill, you go over there, but you sit as far away as possible, and if you put on like Arrow or the Flash, for example, as far away as possible, and you watch your show, and you get very into the show, but if the girl is going closer to me, I move away.
Wait, but this is such a bad idea. You're just avoiding them. That's so weird.
Yes, in a way.
Oh my gosh.
We're getting a call.
Okay. This one got through our screeners this time. Okay, one second.
Hi.
Okay, hi. How you doing? This is Hype Henry. What's up?
This is who?
Hype Henry. DJ
Hype
Henry.
Hi, Henry.
What's up?
Yeah, we're live.
We're live?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Lauren, you're live on a radio show. How does that make you feel?
I feel pretty
not just a radio show, the number one radio show in Eastern Pennsylvania.
My roommate Lauren, and she's from Nebraska. And
no, I'm in Alaska.
And I'm also with Jess, who's from Nebraska.
Do you guys like corn?
No, Jess hates corn.
Yeah, I would too.
I like Cornhuskers. But she likes the Cornhuskers.
Oh, I actually have a Cornhuskers sweatshirt, fun fact. Okay, so let's get to your guys' question. We're on a tight schedule here.
Oh, no, I don't really care.
I haven't seen a corn dog in a
year. Oh, you don't care if I'm... Okay, fine. Take as much time as you want.
What's the question? I'm ready.
You're asking us the question.
No, you asked us the question.
Okay, girls, how do you friend zone a guy?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
how do you friend zone a guy?
Yeah.
You just say, oh, hi, buddy.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, my God, this is my homosexual best friend. Oh.
No, this is what you do. You go up to me and you're like, aw, you're so cute. I could pinch your cheeks like a little baby.
I have a girl that's really good for you.
Wow, this...
Hook up with my roommate. She's hot.
Oh my God, my roommate thinks you're hot. You should hook up with her.
And then what does your roommate say? Oh, because your roommate has a boyfriend.
What?
Wait, what?
I'm the one
who's honey. Oh.
I'm the one supposed to hook up with my hot roommate.
I'm hot.
Martin's hot.
Okay, we're not talking about you guys. We're not objectifying women on this show. We're talking about how you friend zone them. So you go up to him. Do you think the best friend is the best way to do it?
No. Here you go. You're like, hey, so like, are you gay? Like,
why do you just pretend you're gay?
Oh my gosh. Oh my, this, why? What is this?
I couldn't tell you.
No, okay, so this is not good. So if some boy likes you and you're like, I'm not feeling it, you're just like, oh my God, like my friend thinks you're really hot. You should get with her.
Oh
and
my
then they're
gosh.
Like,
oh, we've so many calls. Okay. Guys, you get a little wild on this Saturday afternoon. Let's ask you one more question. What is the most rookie mistake you have made? Keep it appropriate. Yeah, in any aspect of life. So earlier, Bobby said he put all his laundry in one thing. That was a rookie mistake. You're ruining all your clothes. My rookie mistake is thinking Tide Pods were tasty. Like, let's hear that. What do you guys think?
Okay, my rookie mistake was... definitely taking two science classes my first semester with two labs and a math class.
Okay.
And foreign language.
Thank you. So, rookie. If you didn't know, did you like that surprise, Brendan flying down?
Yeah, that was Warren talking, but yes, I loved that.
Sorry, I can't differentiate. Well, you know, actually, the whole show, we are going to do a special in Boston. We're going to fly down next month.
Let's fly up, but
fly
same
up.
Way.
Well, we're actually going to ship up.
Ship up to Boston.
So, can I have my own feature on the show next weekend?
If you ship down here, you can.
I'm coming down.
Really? Next weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brendan, why didn't we know about this?
Everybody knew about this.
We all knew.
Yeah, I just don't listen. Are you bringing your whole squad, or are you coming solo?
No, I'm coming by my lonesome. I'll voice in. I'll call in. Yeah, but Lauren will call in.
Okay, sounds good.
You might come with me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we'll see you guys later. Thank you for calling in. Ah, gosh, these kids. It is a college show, but it is what it is. But, you know, I like to give a shout out to a couple people right now. Of course, shout out to Connor Thatcher. Great, great kid.
What a great kid.
And we actually have our last segment of the show before we leave. It's called Raging with Henry. So it's all the pent-up rage that I have.
Okay.
And I basically just express myself, and you guys tell me how mad I am justified to be. Welcome to Raging with Henry. Okay, so something I am very mad about, when you're going to the cafeteria, you have to put your plates away, okay? And people drop their plate off in the conveyor belt, they turn around and walk the same way. I am right behind you. What are you doing? Why are you walking this way? You should look. Do you cross
get
the road?
Get out of my way.
Get out of my way. Do you cross the crosswalk, like, walking behind you? Are you moonwalking? Are you Michael Jackson? No, he doesn't even do crosswalks, okay? His people carry him.
Beatles.
Okay, yeah, exactly. This is, Connor, blow your nose. Oh my gosh. Another one of my pet peeves. You gotta be aware. Okay, so they put the plate down, they turn around, and they walk into me. And I'm a tank, okay? I'm 6'4". So they walk into me, and then they fall over, and then they look at me. Like, why don't you look at yourself? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Second thing, why is there no napkins in Marquee? You're just spreading the flu. People are wiping their set, like, on the table. It's ridiculous. Not enough.
You have to get them before you go.
But by the time you go, you already have stuff on your hands. Mm. It's like how, imagine if they did a metal detector screening after you got off the airplane. You need to plan in advance. It makes no sense. Third thing that infuriates me, okay? Don't give me a printout in class, okay? And then email it to me later. Just put it all on Moodle in the first place. There's Skillman, there's library printers, for a reason. I'm not keeping track of all your emails, especially when you have a newsletter about the jazz you like this week. Like, what is the deal? Okay, so I have a lot more, but those are the three main things that are bugging me this week.
No,
you guys have anything that just grinds your gears?
Troy. Now they don't have good crepes in Marquee ever. Oh my god.
Okay, well, we know that. Let's see something that gets you furious.
Gets me furious?
Yeah.
The calendar of events.
How I always lose in Fortnite. I go to Anarchy Acres every single time I play, and I lose every time. I always get so mad.
You know what angers me?
What?
Is how hot this room is.
We have an air conditioner. It's not even for us.
Christmas.
It's for our studio audience. They still love us. They still love us. Okay, but oh my gosh. Okay, wait. The crazy guy is rushing the stage. Okay. One. Get him. Okay.
We gotta cut the show.
Okay, we gotta cut this. Thank you for listening. It's been a beauty. This was the Saturday Vibes in February. We're coming back next week. Will it be March yet? Will it be March yet?
No.
You know what March is? That is the birthday month. The birthday month. Where are we going for the birthday?
We're going to Oak.
We're going to get some greasy sushi.
No, greasy
Ew.
Steak.
Greasy steak.
I want some octopus with my sushi.
Whose birthday is it?
Ew.
Henry's.
It's birthday month.
Type Henry.
Oh, dinner on Henry.
Hey, I thought it was. What about all those golf sponsorships you're getting?
What
are all those golf sponsorships?
Oh, my biggest pet peeve.
Let's hear about this.
When people don't tip on the meal, when it's a whole group of friends, and then you, who actually eat the least, have to pay the most.
Oh, you're talking about me? I got a thing of honey barbecue boneless chicken wings at College Hill Tavern. Mr. Perino, next time you come up, you got to try these out. They're amazing. Okay, better than anything at Lehigh. But what I'm saying is, like, really.
Me too.
Right, I need to. We are done. Let's go.
WTRX 1049 FM, Lafayette College, of Eastern Pennsylvania. We're out.
Okay, now. Okay, let's see you guys later. Boom, boom. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum.
bum, 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 bum.